I love Unitarian Universalist churches. I have gotten so much email and static and questions about my sermon before I even wrote it. It's obviously the most controversial topic I could have picked. I should have done something on politics. I should have done something on foreign policy, on George Bush. I could have done a sermon saying why the Bible got it wrong. What in the world did Moses know and why wouldn't he ask directions? Jesus, overrated. I could even have done something about the prophet, peace be upon him, just to be safe. That's not theologically safe, that's physically safe. I could have done anything except question if Socrates might have gotten something wrong. I got to tell you, only in a Unitarian Universalist church would this be the hot, controversial topic where I would get emails saying, are you sure you want to question Socrates in the middle of a canvas? I mean, we could be back in the bank building with Claude and I, you know. And on top of that, there were questions about, well, Dobra, aren't you a flip-flopper? Didn't you just 3 weeks ago do a sermon on Socrates was right? Did you change your mind? Is there a new understanding of Socrates? And the answer, of course, is I don't mean to diss Socrates at all. A nice man, lovely toga, good family. He asked the right questions and mostly came up with the right answers. When I gave my sermon on Socrates was right, I was talking about his idea of know thyself. The unexamined life is not worth living. That we really have to have the courage to look inside and not simply take inherited lives, inherited values, inherited wisdom, but make it our own. And with this, I am in complete agreement. However, he also thought, and I'll use his words because he used the Greek word for man, that man would do good if he only knew what the good was. And I think that that is at the very least a debatable presumption. Socrates seemed to believe that the answer to our great personal and social problems was education. This is not an anti-education sermon. I'm all in favor of education. That's part of how you know yourself and you know your world. But he had the idea that bad things and evil come mostly from ignorance. And that if we just would shine the light of knowledge, of learning, and of reason, things would become clear to us. And we would proceed along a much better path because goodness works better than badness, which I think is generally true, but only generally true and not always true. It would have been very tempting. I was at an ecumenical service at Temple Beth Shalom in the Valley on Friday night that was conjointly celebrated with St. Mel's Parish and the Los Angeles Catholic Diocese, honoring righteous Gentiles, people who had hidden and saved Jews during the Holocaust, during the Shoah. It was a very wonderful and moving service with wonderful music. The choirs were joined together. There were the choir sang in Hebrew, the choir sang in Latin. They mixed, they matched. Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms were performed by the Jewish Symphony and the combined choirs. It was really beautiful. And one of the high points, there were two people who had been saved in France by Catholic families who, at the risk of their own lives and the lives of their children, had hidden Jews during the war. And there was a German family that was there, Magda Falkenberg and her son, and her father, who was a German major in World War I and in the German military in World War II, by happenstance, was buying a newspaper in Cologne, where he lived, and the newspaper salesman said, "Well, this is probably the last paper you'll buy from me because things are getting very bad and we're going to have to go into hiding." And the major, not really knowing this man except to buy a newspaper, said, "Well, I have a country place. Take your family out there, Mr. Fritz, and you can stay there." Just like that, with very little thought or process, simply because he thought, and no personal connection with him particularly, just because he thought it was the right thing to do. And so Mr. Fritz and his family went out to the country place out an hour and a half outside of Cologne. Cologne was eventually bombed, and the German family moved to the country place, and nine of them lived together for the duration of the war, feeding them, taking out the waste, using their own food coupons in a very limited environment of food. Amazing courage and generosity, and doing the right thing without a guarantee that it would succeed, without a guarantee that they would survive. Now, after the war, when they were liberated by the American troops, were very interested in the house and property of a German major. And this is where karma came in. And Mr. Fritz and his family said, "These are heroes. These are wonderful people. Do not dare put them into DP camps and take their property away. We must now protect them because they did the right thing." And so they, in fact, saved each other because the properties were preserved. And in fact, Mr. Fritz went on for a lifetime career in the government, from newspaper salesperson to in the finance section of the German government for the rest of his career and life. And the families have stayed connected, which is wonderful. I wish that I could now tell you that that's the heart of the sermon. Do the right thing and karma will work out. Well, do the right thing and karma might work out. Do the right thing because doing the right thing, somewhat tautologically, is the right thing to do. But it was not a guarantee that either the Germans or the Jews would survive that war. They did it because it was right, not because there was a greater payoff at the end. I do believe in a social contract. I do believe that we do better and sleep better and live better doing the right thing for the right reason. I don't want to try to sell good behavior on a strictly utilitarian basis, saying, "And it will pay off. You'll get your reward because you will be protected, indemnified on earth as it is in heaven by your good behavior." You do the good behavior, you model the good behavior to your children because it's right. The idea that education and just telling people what the odds are and talking about a social contract will cause us to act well and rationally, and that simply understanding that good is better than bad, that healthy is better than unhealthy, will transform us by reason and education alone, seems to me to be empirically flawed. One of the things, the basis of the canvas is, if you give people good information, they will do the right thing and do well. And I generally believe that. But I also think that human beings are far more difficult and complex and filled with urges and phobias and obsessions that prevent us from being infinitely perfectible through education alone. Knowledge, pistos, knowing stuff, the root of epistemology, is great, but it doesn't do it all. In a what for me was a life-changing essay by the theologian Reinhold Niebuhr, he wrote an essay called The Debate Between Christ and Socrates. And Socrates took the position that we're perfectible, that just evil is ignorance and good comes from knowledge. And the Christian position was that, well, you know, that's nice, but you got to pay some attention to the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. That we do have drives, we do have weaknesses that are not completely rational. Human beings are not rational animals. We are animals with the capability of being rational in really short spurts, but it's really exhausting, and we have to rest with madness after we've been rational for a while. I know that's how my life works, and I suspect some other people too. Give people good information. Everybody here who's eating right, please raise your hand. Everybody here who is taking their medicines exactly as the doctor prescribed them, never mind. Everyone here who's getting enough exercise as recommended by the Heart Association, please, you raise your hands. And if I see any hands other than Tim's, I'll be shocked. Okay. Oh, I got some younger. Okay. That's surprising. We're doing pretty well here. I won't get into the deeply personal stuff. The truth is that most human beings